WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day and a new week here on the program. And hope your day is starting off well, even though it's starting off warm and muggy. It's already 73 degrees out there. It's already high humidity, and it's only going to get worse over the next couple of days. You heard Mike tell you there in the news some of the cooling opportunities in New Bedford. I would recommend, no matter where you are, if it's something that you need, check in with your local officials and find out what their plan is. Generally, you know, the public library is open. Not every library is open on Monday, but, you know, the public library is a good place to go and get some time to relax in the air conditioning. Doesn't cost anything. You can read a book. You can browse the internet. You can read a newspaper. Spend a little bit of time out of the sun. And then also, if you, you know, if you've got some need or requirement or desire for exercise, even though it's hot and muggy, you can go to the mall and walk around. And if you just want to really chill out and you don't mind spending a little bit of money, go to the movies. In fact, it's a day like today, and tomorrow more so, that it pays to have a membership at the movies like I do, because you can go and you can sit there for three straight movies tomorrow if you had to, right? Go there for like three two-hour movies, you know, with all the previews and everything. It's another half hour. You could be looking at, you know, 7-8 hours sitting in air conditioning. I don't know how good the movies are that you'd be seeing, but is that really what it'd be all about? So there's, you know, places to go to cool down. And definitely check out the City of New Bedford Facebook page for more information. We also shared it on the WBSM Facebook page. It seems like we had a good amount of time to prepare for this one. You know, we've known for like a week now that it was going to be super hot these next couple of days. So I think folks have their plans in place, but you know, not everybody has the financial or the physical means to put an air conditioner in the window. Or even, you know, some people can't. They don't have the right windows for it. I broke down and put one in last week and ran it all weekend. I have not put the second one in yet. Trying to decide if I want to put it in the living room or if I want to put it in the bedroom. And then decide if I actually want to pay the bill for running two. One is manageable. One is manageable. It doesn't really spike my electricity up too bad. But the other one is old and inefficient. So, although I guess with, you know, what we were paying for gas over the winter, it can kind of be a wash. Although, does it matter when the delivery charge is so much higher than the actual usage charge for the gas this time of year? But anyway, that's something else we can discuss if you'd like. Of course, we can talk about the strikes in Iran. It's been interesting to see the reaction to it. I mean, I think you pretty much understood that people were going to question this no matter what. And this is not anything new, by the way. This is not, you know, everything President Trump does has to be scrutinized and complained about by the Democrats. This isn't that, because if you remember, Republicans did it when Barack Obama chose to do this without congressional approval. The Democrats did it when George Bush did it. I mean, there's Bill Clinton did it. So there's always been this unilateral decision making in some cases that, you know, Congress and especially the opposite party in Congress takes exception to. So that's nothing new. And you knew that was going to happen. It also does beg the question, you know, should this Wartime Powers Act still be in place? But the bottom line is, the real question is, did this need to be done? And as I said last week, you don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. But what was the true level of how close they were to having one? Because you hear different reporting, you hear people saying, well, there's reports that they weren't close at all, that they were gathering the enrichment materials, but that they didn't have the delivery capabilities. And then you hear also, well, the strikes did not completely obliterate Iran's nuclear program. So what is it? Do they have a program? How far along is it? Did this make a dent in it? Did this eliminate it? So it's going to take a while to get all of those answers, but in the meantime, you just get a bunch of noise around it. And I do think that you are going to have, there'll be hearings into this. There'll be congressional hearings into this. They're going to want answers. And you're just going to get what you got in every other hearing that Pete Hegseth attended, which is just a bunch of, you know, smarky non-answers. But they feel like they've got a job to do, and the fact that the full Gang of Eight was not notified is concerning. But again, that's something that they'll probably have hearings into. And is this a war or was this just a strike? I think, you know, too many people are jumping into the war mindset. It's only a war if Iran strikes back, and they have said that they will. So certainly we can discuss that. One thing, and this is, you know, not of anything of diplomatic importance necessarily, but something to keep an eye on, is this coming week, World Wrestling Entertainment is supposed to be doing a pair of shows in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They're going to have Friday Night SmackDown from Saudi, and then on Saturday they have the Night of Champions premium live event. And while Saudi Arabia and Iran have an agreement between them, does this also put, you know, Americans at risk by having them so close? And again, it's not the Iranian government necessarily that's going to carry out these attacks. It's going to be these proxies, these sleeper cells. And if you don't think there are sleeper cells in Saudi Arabia, so what's going to happen here? Are they going to, there's a lot of sentiment from the fans to say, move this thing, don't hold it, cancel it altogether, or move it to a different venue. I don't know how easily you can move an event like this to a different venue. We've seen in the past where, you know, weather events have forced them to move an event from the arena to their corporate headquarters. But they're not going to do that for this event. And this is the time of year when, you know, you might have a shot at getting a venue, on short notice, but can you get all the logistics in place in time? I mean, there's a lot of venues that I'm sure are, you know, the NHL season is over, the NBA season is over. Some do run a WNBA team. Some have concerts that are going on. But you can find an empty arena somewhere. But then what do you got to do? You got to put tickets on sale, right? Because you don't want the seats to be empty. And you got to make up the money you're going to lose. And how quickly can that get done? I'm fairly certain that if they put it on sale in a day, you know, they can sell a good amount of tickets, but they're not going to sell the building out. And it's certainly not going to be the moneymaker that Saudi Arabia would have been. Travel's already booked. It's hard to book last-minute travel. There's a lot of logistical things in place, and I'm afraid that the easiest thing is that WWE is just going to say, yeah, we're just going. We feel that it's safe. Now, they've been in war zones before. They've done tribute to the troops in active war zones. So, and again, maybe this agreement between the Saudis and the Iranians makes it so that they do feel that it's safer. But still, it'll be an interesting thing to follow along, even if you're not a fan of wrestling. Like, this is a major U.S.-based production happening directly across the border from Iran. So something to keep an eye on just to see how that shakes out, because that might give you an indication of just how dangerous and serious this response might be. 508-996-0500. We're going to have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo in at 8 o'clock. We'll get the latest on the budget discussions. I want to see if we can get a little bit more information. We had a story. Barry actually broke this information on his show Friday. There had been some concern about whether or not New Bedford would have fireworks for the Independence Day celebration, which I don't think is going to happen directly on July 4th, which is Friday. The city has a press release planned for this week. I'm assuming that that press release is going to say that the fireworks are happening on Saturday, the 5th, just because I wrote that they were happening on the 4th, and I was corrected by the mayor's office saying that they never said the fireworks were happening on July 4th, which makes me think that they're not happening on July 4th. But the press release will come out this week. Either way, that weekend, there will be fireworks, despite the fact that the administration went to the city council looking to use free cash to pay for the fireworks. The council voted that down, and now the city has found a sponsor who is going to foot the bill for the fireworks. But I reached out to Councillor Morad, who was the one who was the vocal opposition to using free cash for this. And she said, as long as she can remember, and she's been on the council for a long time, as long as she can remember, the city has never used free cash to pay for the fireworks. It's been paid for by sponsors. And she said, I remember there being press conferences where we publicly thank the sponsors. So we'll talk with Council President Burgo and find out a little bit more about that. But the city did reach out to Barry on Friday during a show to say, yes, we are having fireworks for our Independence Day celebration. Now let's just hope that the weather cooperates, because as we know, first of all, weekends haven't been great, except this one seemed to be okay, minus the heat, and more or less. And also, we know that 4th of July and New Year's Eve fireworks in New Bedford have run into some problems in recent years with the weather. We also have a new contest for you this week. We have alerted all of our Cyndi Lauper winners from last week. So if you didn't get an email from Casey, well, check your junk folder too, just in case. But if you didn't get an email, that means you are not a winner. However, starting today, we are going to be giving away tickets to see Shinedown at TD Garden. This is going to be a big show. Shinedown at the Garden, and they're going to have with them Morgan Wade and Bush. So you get to see three acts. I saw Bush live a couple of years ago. Amazing show. I don't really listen to Shinedown, but I would go to this show just to see Bush again. So you could see both of them for free by entering to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Why don't we take our first break of the morning? We'll be back in a few moments. I wouldn't mind a nice thunderstorm, actually. I'll probably feel even more in that mindset tomorrow. So we're going to go into the newsroom and get the top stories from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we can talk with you, 508-996-0500. We'll also have today's edition of the Gen X Files coming up in about an hour. So we've got some good pop culture news for you from the day. Celebrity birthdays and what have you. In what is quickly becoming everyone's favorite segment on the show. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
President Trump on Iran. A deadly boat crash in California and strawberries can help your brain.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump appears to be supporting the idea of a possible regime change in Iran. A post on Truth Social yesterday, Trump said, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? Earlier yesterday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the mission was not and has not been about a regime change. In a separate earlier post, Trump said the damage to three Iranian nuclear sites from the U.S. airstrikes is said to be monumental. He went on to say that there were hits and they were hard and they were accurate. Health experts urging a wider use of weight loss drugs.
The American College of Cardiology says doctors should prescribe GLP-1 drugs earlier and not require patients to first try healthier lifestyle changes. In major trials, these drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease, but it's not as easy as it sounds. There are barriers, including limited insurance coverage and supply shortages. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Two people remain missing after a deadly boat accident on Lake Tahoe in California on Saturday. Six of the boat's 10 passengers were killed after the 27-foot boat overturned. The Coast Guard said it happened in the area of D.L. Bliss State Park in South Lake Tahoe. Two other passengers were taken to nearby hospitals and treated for injuries. It's not yet known what caused the boat to overturn, but a storm caused up to 8-foot swells. A security guard shot and killed a gunman at a church in Wayne, Michigan yesterday. Police responded to reports of an active shooter at Cross Point Community Church in suburban Detroit around 11 o'clock yesterday. Officers arrived at the scene and found the suspect dead, one other person wounded in the leg. No other injuries reported, and the motive for the shooting is still unclear. The church had just wrapped up a special service when the gunfire erupted. A study from San Diego State University says eating 4 strawberries a day could improve your cognitive skills. The study followed 35 men and women in their 70s and found that eating 26 grams of freeze-dried strawberry powder made from fresh berries every day for 8 weeks led to better performance on cognitive tests. Researchers said the strawberries also helped lower blood pressure and increased disease-fighting antioxidants in the blood. Study participants also noted weight loss of 1%. Honolulu is once again the most desirable city in the U.S. to live, though it's not even among the top 20 in the world.
The rankings come from the Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Index and are based on several factors, including stability, healthcare, education, and infrastructure. Honolulu tops the U.S. ranking for the third straight year. Atlanta takes second place, while Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. round out the top five in the U.S. Worldwide, Honolulu only ranks 23rd. Copenhagen tops that list worldwide, followed by Vienna, Austria, and Zurich, Switzerland. I'm Scott Carr.
How to Train Your Dragon, once again, on the top of the box office this weekend. The live-action remake of the 2010 animated film brought in $37 million in its second weekend. Meanwhile, the horror film, 28 years later, scared up $30 million in its debut to take second place. And it wasn't great news for Pixar, as their animated studio suffered the worst opening weekend ever with Elio. The film only earned $21 million in its first week.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Giants last night in San Francisco, 9-5. Red Sox are back in action in Los Angeles tonight with the Angels at 9:38.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
After a period of morning patchy fog, we will clear to mostly sunny, but it is going to be hot and humid. We're headed to a high near 90, but with the humidity, we'll feel about 5 degrees even hotter. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. We'll likely see some patches of fog. Your low will be in the 70s. And as we start Tuesday, it's going to be the warmest day of the heat trend. Sunny and hot with high temperatures approaching 95, but with the humidity, it will feel even hotter. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
If it's too hot, too humid, I'm probably not going to follow you down. Probably just going to stay where I am and wish you the best of luck. So they're saying tomorrow could be a record-setting heat day for June, or at least for that June date. So keep that in mind. And today's going to be not that far off of that. So keep yourself nice and cool. I stayed in pretty much all weekend and just kind of relaxed, watched movies, hung out with my cat. And so I'd watched the original Jaws on Thursday night so that we could talk about it on Friday. And as I said, Friday morning, you know, better than I remembered, but still not as great as people hype it up to be. And it's funny because I have a friend who is like all about it, went to the Vineyard for the weekend and, you know, and I'm glad for him. I'm glad that he got to have that experience, but you know, he had this long post about how, you know, people who say that it isn't a great movie, they just don't understand. And I was like, okay, you know, you don't have to sell it to me, buddy. All right. Like, I get it. An important motion picture, but still, you know, not as great as everybody makes it out to be. And so I said, all right, well, I'm going to watch some of the other ones now that I've watched the original, just because I haven't seen those in forever either. So I watched Jaws 2 and And then I watched Jaws 3, and I had forgot that it actually did connect back to the original movie. I forgot that it was actually Chief Brody's kids that were in the movie. And then I started Jaws the Revenge, and I fell asleep and didn't go back to finish it. Maybe I will this week. I don't know. But I was reading something online that said part of the problem with that movie is that it was, they didn't have the full story in the film. They made a lot of cuts and they didn't have the full story, which I guess the full story from the novelization is that apparently Chief Brody had ticked off somebody who practices voodoo, and they'd put a voodoo curse on the Brody family. And so the shark was the mechanism for that voodoo curse to try to take out the family, which I guess gives it some more cohesiveness, but would not have made it any better. But for those of you who are Jaws fans, I hope that you had a great time this weekend. I saw a lot of people had gone down to the Fairhaven screening of it at Fort Phoenix as part of the Huddleston Harbor Fest series of events. Looks like that was well attended. People had a good time. And that's what it's all about, right? Just getting out and having a good time. And I'm glad that, you know, this area was able to focus so much because we did play a big part in it. Even though it was filmed mostly on Martha's Vineyard, you know, it's become part of our culture here. So I'm glad that we were able to celebrate it. I would not expect that in 3 years we'll have the 50th anniversary of Jaws 2 that people will care nearly as much. As I said Friday, the movies, the sequels were of decreasing quality. And I think, you know, if you look at some of the movies that came out in that time period. So we're talking from 1975 to 1987. It took to get the run of those four movies. And they kind of hit all of the, like they set a genre with the first one. They created a genre with the first one. This monster horror, but in a different way than we'd ever seen before. You know, that's was led to Orca and then, you know, the giant ant movies and spider movies and all the stuff that came out after that. But then you look at Jaws 2, well, that's kind of like a Friday the 13th style slasher, right? You've got the shark is just the killer who is stalking a bunch of teenagers. And then you have the third one, which takes advantage of the 3D craze that was happening at the time. If you remember, they put out a Friday the 13th in 3D. They put out an Amityville in 3D. And then the fourth one, there were some bonkers movies that came out in, you know, 1986, 1987 time period that I think I just look at and say cocaine was pretty prevalent in Hollywood during that time. So maybe that had something to do with it. But anyway, 508-996-0500. If you did go and attend the Jaws celebration, either here in Fairhaven or on the Vineyard, I'd love to hear about it. The Vineyard one, obviously they had a bunch of different stars from the film. Those who were still around. And a lot of the kids who were in the movie were there. You know, obviously now as adults. One of them, if you remember, there's the two kids that do the fake shark at the beach. They have like the cardboard fin and they're swimming in the water and they scare everybody. And then they get caught and one of the kids says, "He made me do it." Well, the kid who says he made me do it is now the chief of police in, I believe, Edgartown. So he was part of the festivities, you know, not only just hanging out with people, but he's got the Amity Island, you know, the Amity Police vehicle. And I saw Pat Badger from Extreme, the bassist from the band Extreme, was, quote-unquote, getting arrested by him. So, you know, he was involved in the fun. And then Richard Dreyfuss was there. Just having a great time showing up and, you know, popping into people's autograph signings and panels and doing his own thing too. And, you know, that was a highlight for a lot of folks to get to meet him. Plus they had all kinds of original props on display, souvenirs, things like that. So it seems like they really did a good job of taking advantage of it. And, you know, we're not going to get that with any other films that have been filmed around here, right? They're not going to, there's not going to be a 50th anniversary of Finest Kind where, you know, Jenna Ortega comes back here and they have props from the film. You know, so it means something to have a piece of movie history, I guess, filmed so close to home. And even if you didn't get over there for the celebration, you know, you can always go over there anytime and see some of these sites. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here, and we will be back in a few moments.
Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight. Fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight.
And there you go. There's Eagle Eye Cherry. Not to be confused with his sister, Nana Cherry, who had Buffalo Stance. So just a reminder for you, Brian Thomas is back tonight. And he says he's convinced that President Trump's unconstitutional bombing of Iran hurts us more than the Iranians. Brian's Beat tonight at 6 on WBSM, on the WBSM app and at WBSM.com. So Brian back from his vacation, and he's got a lot to talk about, and he'll talk about it with you. 6 p.m. tonight. And just so you're aware, we've got some other vacation time coming up for different folks. We're going to have a couple of Saturdays coming up where Ken Pittman actually has some gigs. So we're going to have probably the best of Howie in those slots while he is out. But we'll have, you know, going to give Paul Santos the option of having that extra hour if he wants it. I got to reach out to him and ask him on those dates. And also, you'll have Freedom Fools back on Saturdays too. So it is also the time of year when I think a lot of folks, you know, they're outside doing things. They love having the radio on. They love having the WBSM app running. I notice there's a lot of app chat messages that come in over the weekend. That makes me happy to know that people are listening. And also, one of the things to make you aware of, too, if you haven't heard me mention it already, July 17th, big, big night here on WBSM. It is 50s night in downtown New Bedford. Joe Jesus' 50s night. We'll be returning to downtown New Bedford, and we'll have all of your music soundtrack for the entire day. 3 to midnight, nothing but 50s music. You'll hear all your favorites. You'll hear some obscure stuff. You'll hear some novelty songs. And from 10 to midnight, you'll get that backseat music, all the slow songs. And you'll hear Joe Jesus throughout the course of the night. I'm so glad that we have these little bits of him from all the different times he'd come in here into the station to talk about the 50s in New Bedford. And we were able to pull some of that out and sprinkle that through the 50s night broadcast. So you'll actually get to hear Joe as part of it. So that's going to start at 3 p.m. on July 17th. The rain date is the following Thursday, July 24th. But let's hope that it doesn't rain. Let's hope that 50s night goes on without a hitch. And we will certainly take requests for that. If you want to send in your request, Tim at WBSM.com. Or send me an app chat message. And if I can find it and if we have it available to us, I'll make sure I put it in the playlist. And then make sure you tune in. Make sure you tell everybody to listen, even if they're not around, even if they're not in the area and they're not going to be making it downtown for 50s night. When can you hear 50s music on the radio anymore? You can't. No radio stations play it anymore. There's never even a 50s show or an hour anymore. Unless you have satellite radio or unless you listen to something on, you know, your Alexa or your Google Home, you can't find it anymore. So that's why we love being able to do this every year. And of course, we have great sponsors that help us do it. And we still have some space We actually sold out of all of our sponsorships for 50s night. So I said, you know what? I'm going to open up some more opportunities and I'm going to work with our traffic department and tell them on 50s night, no regular commercials. It's only got to be our great sponsors. They're not going to like it. Going to make their job hard, but we've got so many people that want to get involved. I want to make sure that they all can. So if you are interested in doing so, email me, tim@wbsm.com, and we'll get you in there and get you part of the biggest night of the year on WBSM. All right, I've got one more break I've got to get in here before the end of this hour. Let's take that right now, and we'll be back in a few moments. And we are going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Be interested in hearing from anybody who is a supporter of President Trump, who voted for him, and finding out what your thoughts are about this bombing of Iran. Is this something that is... you know, that you are putting faith in and saying, okay, you know, I trust his decision making? Or are you saying, hey, I thought this was the guy that wasn't going to get us into any more conflicts, it wasn't going to get us into any more wars? Again, they've made it a point, the administration has made it a point to say that we're not at war, that this was a strategic takedown of the nuclear program, and that this wasn't an attack on Iran specifically, but on the program itself. But others are saying that's just semantics. And, you know, you don't get to be the ones to decide if we're at war. If they retaliate, that decides if we're at war. So be interested in getting your thoughts. 508-996-0500. And of